up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Just Saying with Justin Martindale. I'm Justin Martindale. Hope you guys had a fantastic 4th of July. I hope it was memorable, safe. Hope you had some good barbecue. No monkeypox. We don't want any of our listeners getting monkeypox. But we are going to kick things off with part two, because we had such a great time with Jodie Sweetin from Full House, Fuller House, Hollywood Darlings, that we had to make a part two. So let's get into that, shall we? Here we have an article that is about to pop up. This is some joy that popped up on my timeline. Sarah Tiana sent this to me this morning. She says, Justin, Hocus Pocus 2, the trailer is released. The Sanderson sisters are back again. Now.
Am I going to have to leave if I make a confession?
You've never seen Hocus Pocus? You hate Hocus Pocus?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Hocus Pocus?
My kids have watched it like a couple times, but I've never really paid attention and watched it. They used to watch it at my parents' house.
This came out in 1993. What were you doing in 1993 that you were so busy with?
Working. Yeah, I was 11. Well, I had a job. What the fuck were you doing?
Jodie, no time for movies.
Right.
God. Okay.
And I can't believe it, because I love all things witchy and Halloween, and I don't know why I haven't seen Hocus Pocus.
Okay.
I think maybe I liked always the more creepy, scary stuff of Halloween.
Me too.
So, like, I was more Stephen King rather than...
Like Black Phone, which is coming. Have you seen Black Phone yet? I haven't seen it yet, but it's Stephen King's son wrote a short story called Black Phone, and it's, like, with Ethan Hawke, and it's, like, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. I can't wait. I'm reading It right now by Stephen King.
Oh, God. It's a big book.
That's what she said.
And those are my preferred pronouns.
Big book?
It.
Okay, got it.
But you have, how many kids do you have? You two?
As far as I know,
you have two kids, yes.
No, 14 and 12.
14 and 12.
Yeah.
So that's good. So this comes out September 30th on Disney Plus.
Okay, yeah, then
so
my kids love Hocus Pocus.
Feature.
There we go, double
so watch,
feature.
Watch Hocus Pocus first.
Right.
And then you guys can watch the sequel together for the
Perfect.
First time.
And you know what? They'll probably shame me and be like, how have you not watched Hocus? Maybe, you know what? And I'll be honest. I've probably been in the room while all of Hocus Pocus has been on.
You just didn't know
while
it.
They were kids. And I was probably just like either napping.
Yeah.
Or like on my phone, just like, I
don't You're watching like Thackeray Binks as the cat. And you're like, are you watching Sabrina, the teenage
right.
witch? Yeah. Why is Salem on? And they're
right.
like, no, mom, it's a different talking
that
black
different
cat.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but it's so good. Let's see. It took 3 centuries.
That...
What? A phone? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's okay.
No, you know what it is? There we go. It's all good.
Are we good? You good?
Everything's fine.
Okay.
Everything's fine. My purse is going to self-destruct in about 10 seconds, though.
We're in a bunker. It's perfect. All right.
Get the ranch.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, just crouton me.
It puts the ranch on its skin.
Oh, my God. You
or
just did a Buffalo
gets
Bill
the
reference.
Crouton again. I'd fuck me.
I'd crouton me.
I'd dip me in ranch.
Yeah. I would dip me in ranch in a heartbeat. I think if I was to be a cannibal, I'd dip myself in ranch.
I mean, who wouldn't?
But here we have these witches are coming back. Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy.
I mean, I love all of them, so.
It's so good. The trailer came out today. It's been released, giving a first taste of the wickedness to come. The sequel premieres on Disney Plus on September 30th, just in time for the Halloween season. This movie premiered in 1993. It bombed, by the way. It bombed in theaters, and it became an instant cult classic. These witches were killed in Salem, Massachusetts. They were asleep for 300 years. They came back because the black flame candle was lit by a virgin with a full moon, all that kind of stuff. Max, this kid, and his sister, Thora Birch, Danny really bugged the shit out of me because she called breasts yabos, and I never understood what that meant. She was like, my yabos. Or like she talked
about. That's the writer interjecting something that they used to call it. And
they're like, this is going to catch on, and no one got it. And to this day, 30 years later, I'm still pissed.
Right. They're making, it was a fetch moment.
It was a fetch moment, yes.
That didn't even fetch.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But Kenny Ortega directed the original, while Anne Fletcher will direct the sequel.
Okay.
They died at the end of the first movie. They have risen, this time facing off against 2 young girls who light the candle again. It includes Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso, Tony Hale, Sam Richardson, Doug Jones, Whitney Peake, and Drag Race Queens, Ginger Minj, Mora Hall, and Cornbread the Snack Jeté.
Yes.
So I'm very excited who are actually playing the Sanderson sisters at a drag Halloween show. Let's see. Hale of Arrested Development fame told Variety in December that he plays two characters in the film, an evil reverend and a mayor. We also have, I'm trying to think, the guy who played, what's his name? The guy with his, Billy? Is it?
Billy the Butcher.
Huh?
Billy the Butcher.
Billy the Butcher, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the mouth sewed, he's coming back too. So, you did make a reference about someone sucking the life out of
Princess Bride. Yeah.
Princess Bride. See, my reference is Winifred Sanders in Hocus Pocus, because that's what they do. In the trailer, she says, lock your kids up, we're back. So they give them this potion.
Right.
And they have Halloween night to like suck as many lives as the children of Salem to make them younger again.
Okay, got it.
Obviously, this is 30 years later. They're all a little older.
Right.
So I'm wondering if they're going to do like a CGI, like to make them look younger. Are we actually going to get any kids?
Maybe it's going to be like a joke that, you know what I mean? They've only been able to get so many.
But I mean, like, there's so much going on in the world with kids right now. I don't know if we can suck the life out of kids right now.
Well, I mean, it's the adrenochrome.
Huh?
The adrenochrome. That weird QAnon shit that they're, whatever, say that people suck out of children. I don't know.
What if the Sanderson sisters are in QAnon this whole time?
What if they're not in it? What if they are it?
Because I could definitely give you three other fucking witches that could be in QAnon right now that aren't the Sanderson sisters.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very excited. It's going to be really, really fun. It's definitely a nice throwback. I feel like the pictures that we got last year of them like filming it and stuff.
I think this will be fun. It'll be fun. I'm excited to see it.
We've wanted it for so long.
Okay.
We've wanted it for so long. And like it's here. I'm just really hoping that it's not like crap.
I am excited to see it. And
and
have a little double feature.
Yeah, you have a double feature. Now, I mentioned I'm from Texas. I love ranch. You all knew that. And my other Texas sister, Megan Thee Stallion, says that Texas is embarrassing right now amid abortion laws.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk about this because she's not proud of her home state for its recent stance. She gave Texas a piece of her mind during her set at the Glastonbury Festival on Saturday, June 25th. I love that she used her platform to say what she said. And what she said was, now y'all know it wouldn't be me if I didn't take a second to call out these stupid ass men. I mean, goddamn, what else you want? Texas really embarrassing me right now. Y'all know that's my home state. The rapper's comments come after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, which made abortion a constitutional right in Texas. So we all know what all went down with that. During her set, Megan gave the thumbs down, which led the crowd to boo the restrictive legislation. She then said, and I want to have it on the record, that the motherfucking hot girls and the hot boys do not support this bull that y'all campaigning for. Ah. That's what she does. Megan then led the crowd to chant, my body, my motherfucking choice. Now, this is really fascinating to me because now all these artists are doing this. So we had Olivia Rodrigo did this as well at her concert. So we had Megan Thee Stallion do this at her concert as well. I feel like a whole bunch of women, entertainers, stars are saying no. And it gave me a flashback to the Dixie Chicks.
Yep.
When George Bush...
They lost everything.
But now
they're back. The Chicks. Now they're the Chicks.
They are the Chicks now.
You know what I mean? Now they at least, but like to at least be able to make a record again. Like they were like so ostracized.
Isn't that insane?
For speaking the truth.
Their First Amendment right, freedom of speech. They were like, they said was, I'm embarrassed that the president of the United States is from Texas. And they said it in the UK.
Right.
That's what's weird.
And also, just thinking back now, the irony of like them complaining about cancel culture because it was pretty much the right that canceled them. Right?
Who? Oh, Dixie Chicks?
Dixie Chicks, yes!
Wait, they...
The right can't was like, oh my God, we're never... That's it, burn the Dixie Chicks.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And they are always the ones that are like, cancel culture is the worst thing ever. And we're like,
oh, yeah.
You all did this shit 20 years ago.
Yeah. Yes. I remember, and also Pink just recently did that too. Pink did... She was like, hey... If you support this, don't listen to my music.
And I'm like, no, I tell people that all the time. I've been telling people that for 3 years. They come on page. They're like, I don't want to hear this from you. I go, get the fuck off my page.
Yeah.
Because you're obviously not a fan of me. You're a fan of a pretend version of me that you think. And I'm not going to keep my mouth shut on my page to make you more comfortable.
And I get it. Like, you know, I feel like as an entertainer, as a comedian, like I support women and I support, you know, I support people being able to do what the fuck they want to do. Right. And it's like, it's so sad. And I'm glad that these artists, multiple artists, it's not just like, you know, the chicks or whatever. Because I remember living in Texas still and they were like, grab your Dixie Chicks CDs and head on over to Walmart. We're going to bulldoze them.
We're going to have them in a pile.
Yeah,
right.
And you're like, wait, what? And then, you know, I felt really bad because they just went on their new tour because they're touring again.
Right.
And they had to like cancel their tour in Indianapolis because Natalie she had allergies or something. And she's like, I'm sorry, I can't give you guys the show y'all want. We're going to reschedule. And I was like, no, Natalie. And I've met Natalie. I met Natalie at Fortune Feimster's wedding reception.
Okay.
And Fortune came up to me and was like, please don't embarrass me. And I was like,
I love Fortune Feimster. I've never met her, but I think she's hilarious.
She's really fun. And like the wedding reception was amazing. And then Natalie came over and I was just like, oh, because Dixie Chicks for me was like one of it was like one of those moments of like coming out for me.
Where
I was like, how would it take me away?
Right. Got it.
And so just meeting Natalie, I was just kind of like, oh my God, you have no idea. Like my little Texas heart is just exploding.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, but yeah. But
Speaking
of explosions and embarrassing. Yeah. Okay, this Barbie movie is everywhere.
Why did we need a fucking Barbie movie?
I was going to ask you the same thing.
Hey, I don't fucking care.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I mean, nobody... Also, that... Why?
Why what?
That, I can see... How are people wearing... I was going to say the same thing with Megan Thee Stallion. Like, the
leotards?
The leotard.
The bodysuits?
The real thin ones?
Mm-hmm. Where you can see everything?
Yeah, I don't need to... That's a lot of business. If I can measure the length of those... Mm-hmm.
You're putting a majora.
Right. If I can see the menorah, then we're talking...
Not a Hanukkah reference.
No, it's not.
No. This movie, I think... I'm trying to remember who... If we could scroll down just a little bit, I want to see... Who, yes, it's Greta Gerwig. Greta Gerwig's directing it.
Okay.
And she directed Wonder Woman and all that stuff. So it's very empowering. Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie gave fans another taste of what to expect fashion-wise in the upcoming Barbie movie, and it's a total 80s dream. Wearing matching neon rollerblades with coordinating elbow and knee pads, the Barbie and Ken duo skated around Venice Beach, and it was just there on Sunday, as they filmed the new flick set to be released in 2023. She looked like Margot Robbie looked every inch like the real life Barbie, as sported by a hot pink bike shorts under a multicolored swirl print tiny leotard, labia majora, not included.
Right. That's the label that makes those leotards is labia majora.
But I mean, have you seen the pictures of her in the car and the convertible?
It's all super cute. But also, I was talking about this today on E, where we were saying, like, we've seen so many pictures now.
You don't need to see the movie now.
I don't need to see the movie. That's all anyone's going to see the movie for, probably anyway. You know what I mean? My kids used to watch Barbie in the Dream House or Barbie Life in the Dream House, that cartoon.
Was that animated? Yes.
It was an animated cartoon. And it's actually kind of funny. And there's some like subversive kind of inappropriate dark humor that I loved. So I was like, oh, fine. I get that. I don't know if it's going to be based on that. I'm not sure what the thing is, but like... I don't know. I don't need to know. about Barbie and Ken. I don't know why we're having a movie dedicated to
That's what I kind of wonder. But you know here's, what I mean? I will go because this is what I think. I'm not mad at Margot Robbie being Barbie. Ryan Gosling is Ken.
Are you mad it wasn't you?
A little bit. No, I'm not mad it wasn't me.
But that's the thing. See, that's the thing. It's like the hair that they gave Ken, that's not Ken hair. That's Ken hair.
I have Ken hair, you guys. Let it be known.
That is fucking Ken hair. It's got that right there. It's the little swoopy swoop. Yeah. And it's not the white, but it's like you, I mean, I just feel like you actually look way more like Ken.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
No, I'm not even kidding though. Now that I'm looking at you, like you really, like you could definitely.
Hiya, Barbie.
Yeah, like that's yes! Oh my God. It's so much better. Where's your neon? I need rollerblades for you right now.
You want to go for a ride?
Oh my God. See, I'd watch that movie in a fucking heartbeat.
Yes, I know. But Ken's got a dark secret. I'm into dick. And I don't even have one. See?
Right?
And that's where we go. Every child is like,
that's the movie I'd watch.
Yeah.
Right.
Ken, is there something you want to say?
Right. Well,
I mean, your voice is awfully deep for your anatomy.
That's
I'm just
going
to say.
Skipper and I are going to drag brunch. I was like, okay, Ryan Gosling, rah, 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 rah. But that's what I kind of want the story. Like, I'm like, are we going to get Skipper? Are we going to get, do you remember Skipper?
Mm.
Skipper was like the sister who just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because Barbie didn't have parents.
Right? What happened to Barbie's parents?
She was immaculately
immaculately conceived. Concepted.
She was a miracle.
She was immaculately conceived.
She was immaculately conceived. Barbie is a Christian woman.
Right. Don't you dare put that on her.
Yeah, she was put into this world.
That's why Ken doesn't have a dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because God forbid
they
could do the thing.
Oh God. But I wonder if they're gonna make a joke about that because every child, boy or girl who played with Barbies, would like try and like make them kiss and do all that stuff.
Of course. If your mom never was horrified by walking in on your Barbies like together in a 69,
Were you even a child?
Were you even a child? If you're never you put your Barbie dolls like this and your mom was like, "What are you doing?" Like then you weren't really playing with your Barbie and Ken. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, let's think otherwise. Okay, so we have a live action Barbie film happening. What other live action? If you don't want Barbie, you don't want Barbie. You said it very adamantly at the beginning of this.
Quince. Do you remember Quince?
Quince?
Quince. Quintuplets. They were these little dolls. Oh my God.
No, can you pull up Quince? Is it with a Z? Was it a Z?
I don't think so. I think it was Quints. But they were like little dolls. And I think we need live action those. Or
Quince.
Wait, yeah. No, is that it?
Ew,
yes.
Ew.
Not the live. They already did it. My idea's gone. They already did a live action.
Do Quince toys.
Quince dolls. Yeah.
Quince doll. Yeah.
Yeah. See, That's it. I just tried to think of
vintage
the most absurd 1990 thing
Quince.
I could think.
God, that sounds familiar.
Look at the things we played with. That was it. We
terrifying.
Were so entertained by five of the same doll.
Just five baby dolls.
But they were this big.
And what did you do with them?
We
don't want to know. Oh, you don't want to know.
Just kidding.
We don't have time.
No, I don't know. You did whatever the kids did with fucking little tiny plastic things. You gave them pretend bottles and put them in a giant, you know.
Terrifying.
Stroller.
I remember Polly Pocket. I remember Street Sharks. Do you remember those? The Street Sharks?
The shoes?
They were like the crime fighting sharks. They were like a cartoon.
No.
Thundercats. There was like.
Thundercats. Go Go Gadget Arms. Mr. Gadget.
Yep.
Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget. There was Stretch Armstrong. Yeah, the Street Sharks.
Wait, do you guys want to see something terrifying that I found when I was back in New York and with all the stuff that goes on with the police? Do you remember any of the Police Academy toys?
Yeah. Wait, the toys?
Yeah.
That sounds very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Police Academy toys.
I feel like this is not going to go well. This hasn't aged well. Police Academy toy handcuffs?
Yeah, they were like some white guy's hands that you were supposed to use as handcuffs.
Oh, okay. Oh, got it.
That's weird.
The handcuffs were actual white man's
hands.
They
were actual hands, yeah.
Got it.
It was terrifying.
Sure. Wow.
I mean, considering that they're white, I mean, I feel like this could have been made exponentially worse by a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But that's how,
but
I mean, there it is, the packaging. Wow,
that's creepy.
See,
just creepy. Like, what?
I liked Popples. Popples were fun.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, I see the hands. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
The hand goes around the
never
wrist.
Never mind.
Yeah.
This is all. It
hand
is
sold.
As creepy. It is as creepy as I thought it was. It's actually even worse. Popples, I fucking love Popples.
I love
Popples, God.
Popples, too. And do you remember, what were they called? They were like the hybrid mutant cartoons after gummy bears on Disney. There was like a hippopotamus bumblebee.
Pogs. Yes, we got banned from Pogs in my middle school because I was betting on them.
Wait, do Wuzzles. I think they're called the Wuzzles.
The Wuzzles. Yeah.
Was that it?
I think it was the Wuzzles.
Yes!
Oh my God.
Yes, there was Bumble Lion and
I haven't thought about the Wuzzles in forever.
The Wuzzles were way fun. That's a reboot we need to do. I would love to
Wuzzle?
Be a voiceover. Yeah, just a mutant bumblebee lion coming at you.
Oh, I would do it.
Put it on Nature's Metal and be like,
I would be the weird like otter moose thing.
Yeah, that's a moose seal. He's a seal moose.
Oh, a moose seal.
A moose seal. Yeah.
If there was a way we could tie moose seal into an Arrested Development joke, I would. You have no idea how happy that would make me. Moose seal, the Lucille.
But see, we have to.
She's moose seal, the Lucille.
Moose seal ball.
Moose seal ball.
Yeah. So she's an actress in the 50s, just with her Puerto Rican lover.
Oh, perfect.
But I think this is so funny because they're doing a live action film of Winnie the Pooh, and it's a horror film. It's happening.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be a nightmare. And they end up
I do love Winnie the Pooh, but they're making it a horror film.
They're making a horror film.
Well, yeah. Live action Winnie the Pooh would have to be a horror film.
Yes. And here it is.
That would be weird.
It's like very Strangers meets like, you know.
It's very, mm-hmm. like.
It's called Blood and Honey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's giving me. It's.
The Strangers with Liv Tyler?
I haven't seen that. No, I'm not. I'm trying to think what it is. There's something else that has nothing. It's not a horror movie, but just like a thing that I've seen that's like a terrifying.
New York Minute?
No, it looks like that band. That
well, right.
It takes two?
It takes. Right. I wonder if this movie will be able to air in China, because isn't Winnie the Pooh like outlawed there because Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping doesn't wear pants?
Oh,
no, it's because they say that the president of China looks like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, God. Relax, everyone.
No. But that's in China. They won't allow it because people will be making fun of Xi Jinping, whatever. But I wonder, oh, my God, Chuck E. Cheese horrors. I'm so sorry. I interrupted my own conversation with.
No, I mean, this is what I love, because as a kid, I had Showbiz Pizza. I didn't have Chuck E. Cheese.
It was the same thing,
it
basically.
It was, though?
Well, I mean, look, they just put different skins on the animatronics and that's it.
Like, but have you seen the, like, what's it called? The
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's. It's all, yes.
Is that a movie? I need to watch that.
No, it might be now, but Five Nights at Freddy's started out as a game. My kids would play it. And it was like all these terrifying, weird creatures.
Yeah.
And you had to like get out. That shit scared me, though. They showed me and I was like, ah!
Yeah. And that was on TikTok too. There was a Five Nights at Freddy's, like, hi kids, nice to meet you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I want to eat you.
It's super creepy. Yeah,
I love this. So I'm glad we could go. This is actually the live action I would want, like Five Nights at Freddy's,
but
Showbiz Pizza. Because also another pinnacle,
a night at Showbiz Pizza
of me coming out was the little mouse who was a cheerleader. I loved her. She would just be up there and just. With her pom poms.
Have you ever seen the videos of the ones where it's like the Chuck E. Cheese, like, and the animatronics, like, broken or something?
Terrifying.
And they're so scary.
Like the gorilla who plays the drums and, like, his eyes are red.
Yeah. Oh, so scary. Thing of nightmares.
Yeah,
you know what? They should do, like, a universal, like, a horror night's maze of something like that.
Well done.
Right?
Well done.
If anyone out there is listening, I am a huge Horror Nights fan. Mm-hmm. I think this.
Me
this
too.
Is, oh my God!
We have to go. Can we go this year?
Okay, we can go this year.
I didn't go last year because it was all the same shit.
Well, I haven't gone the last couple years because of the fucking pandemic.
Right.
But I used to plan a thing every year, like 16 of us. There's a group of us from some of our execs from Netflix and some of the cast from the show and other friends. I would put together a thing. We go to the Smokehouse for dinner. We go to Universal Horror Nights. It's a whole deal.
VIP.
It's amazing. But I am obsessed. So I feel like
they have to do a Black Phone one too. Like they have to do the Stephen King one.
Can you
amazing.
Like oh but
cuz that's
that,
also Blumhouse.
A Five Nights at Freddy's sort of moment would be terrifying.
God, I know there are some good mazes. Oh, I love that you love Halloween. That's great.
Oh, I'm obsessed with Halloween.
Good.
Well, love. It's my favorite time of the year.
Me too. And
That's why I celebrate. I have to leave the class when I celebrate Halloween or whatever.
The girl at jury duty. Mm-hmm. I'll have to talk about that when I'm not done. When I'm officially done. It's a great story. Or you'll have to hear me talk about it on stage because This bitch. Anyways.
Oh, this shit happens on subways all the time.
Yes, and this is terrifying to me. Yes, this story came out yesterday.
Well, you never have it set to accept everyone. Not if you're in the subway. You will get wiener pictures all the time.
So this man, he sent his photos of his penis to horrified plane passengers on a flight for fun. Now, this man admitted that he had sent the pictures out to shocked passengers flying on a packed Southwest Airlines flight.
I'd expect this of Spirit, but I feel like a little better person. Although, actually,
we're not shaming planes.
No, Spirit Airlines would actually charge you, though.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, wait, you saw a dick? That's going to be $9.99.
Southwest would be like, more peanuts? And he's like, did you say penis? Peanuts. Oh, God. No, peanuts, please, sir. No.
Oh, my God. Get your dick out of the peanuts.
And he's in a middle seat, I think. So this man was arrested after he sent pictures of his penis to fellow passengers via airdrop on a 3-hour flight. One passenger exposed him.
A 3-hour flight? That's, right?
Yeah.
Did he send it in the last, 15 minutes?
No, I think he did it, right at the beginning, because this video, we can actually play the video, but hold on. This passenger posted this on TikTok.
Is it this old fucking white dude?
Yes.
Fuck you, bro. Yes. Oh my God, I hate him right now.
Heading from Detroit to Denver on a Southwest Airlines flight, the TikToker addressed the man as Larry, pick that name.
Right.
Meet Larry, who just airdropped a whole flight photos of his dick. Thankfully, I accepted it, saw who was sending it, and spoke up. And, so here's the TikTok. It says, meet Larry, who just airdropped a whole flight photos of his pee-pee. Thankfully, I accepted it, saw who was sending it, and immediately started speaking up. Stay tuned for the police escort.
Oh my God.
He honestly...
I would not love to get an unsolicited dick pic, but I would love to just shame the fuck out of some old
man. Oh, when you're
like
sitting right next to him?
I'd be like, you messed with the wrong motherfucker today. Snakes on a plane, though. That's all I can think of.
It blows my mind. So the hostess just said, she goes, are you Larry? Okay, why are you doing that? The white-haired man nods his head and confirms his name before explaining that he was just having some fun.
But that's what all white guys do when you go, why would you do that horrific thing? I was just having some fun.
But here's what's even grosser, because he airdropped this to kids with phones.
Oh, yes. Not only are you a fucking asshole, you're a disgusting...
That turns you into
a whole new kind of pedophile.
Another monster.
Oh, I'm so glad that this happened to him. I do. The Schadenfreude of this is really... I'm enjoying
it. I can't...
People...
I don't know what... what the fuck went through your head? Why is everyone kind of insane?
We can't handle ourselves. We can't handle ourselves... Our brains and our behavior have not evolved with the access to technology that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We are incapable of controlling ourselves with the ability to do stupid shit.
I don't.
We really, really. Oh God! See, I almost knocked that over.
Oh, it's okay.
We just can't. We can't fucking do this. We are little monkeys with phones that are just throwing our shit everywhere.
It blows my mind because I'm just like, I want to know if he has a wife. Here's a story. I've actually gone to an audition with my iPad, which I got rid of after this because it was so shocking. And I watched porn on my iPad the night before.
Right, as one does.
The iPad was in my bag, and you hear oh yeah, fuck me, daddy. And I'm just like, oh my God, oh my, and I said that, it came at my butt.
Oh my God!
Yes, I went, oh God, oh God! And everyone looked over at me, and I was just like, ha ha ha, my friend sent me.
It's my ringtone.
My friend sent me that, and it's wild, isn't it? Wow. And everyone was like, no, your porn went off. I've actually had it like a friend will be like, look at this picture, and I'll have it in my internet, and then I'll be at a movie theater and I'll pull it up and I'm like, oh God, oh God.
I have my friend Alec Mappa.
I love Alec. Yes.
He is a friend. I did a movie with him during the pandemic, actually. Uh-huh. And oh my God, I fucking love him. We immediately bonded because we're both sick, dark motherfuckers.
Yes.
And I know if I get a text from Alec,
it's going to be
you can't open it around other people.
Right.
He sent me one on Easter. That was
which, you know, you can't share to the world.
And I was at my parents', right? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and it's a dude literally shitting out Easter eggs.
Oh, I know that guy. Floor.
Right, yeah. But like there was, you know, songs and there was things happening with, he was talking about it. He was like, you know, and I was like, oh my God. And I started playing it and I've just learned now, like there are things that he will send me that are so hilariously funny and both disgusting, like baby men people in like just
baby men people.
Baby men people.
Wow.
Like the guys that are into like the diapers and the bottles and the, yeah, yeah.
There was a guy that I, when I first moved to LA that, I need to clarify this story real quick. I went on a date with this guy and he told me, he's like, so I'm kind of into like being like haze, like I wear diapers and I want you to like come. And I was like, get out.
Well,
I'm
not here to kink shame anyone. Yeah. I'm all like, let your freak flag fly. Let your freak flag fly.
Did you say the fag word?
I meant flag!
Jody Sweden called me a fag on my own podcast. Hashtag cancel her. Hashtag not my Jody Sweden.
This is it. There goes my status as a potential gay icon.
Hashtag really, not my ally.
That's just really like all my only goal. I'm like, I just want to die. Like, I just want to become a gay icon like B. Arthur. Like, I just, that's it. That's all I want.
You are!
Yes! Anyway. I'm not here to kink shame anyone.
No.
Just for me, it's a thing. It's cool, but it's also just an unexpected text message to receive when there is like audio to go along with it and that you can't open around your family.
Yeah, as someone
again,
who, like,
why I don't like videos.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good reason. And also as someone who just said, hey, you can cover me in ranch, who am I to kink shame?
But thank
I will
you very
say,
much.
This
but
piece
you
of
can
shit,
cover me in ranch, but just don't put it in your diaper.
Ooh, a ranch filled diaper. I would. But this piece of shit, burn in hell.
Fuck this guy. Fuck you, buddy.
Yeah, there was a child who was sent this photo but didn't approve the airdrop. His dad was ready to fight. That's a good dad
there. Yeah, I would have beat the... oh, boy.
I mean, I thought I was just being funny. Who wants to see my dick? God.
Ew.
So, yeah.
Yeah, dad was ready to fight. Oh.
Yeah.
I really hope terrible things happen to you, Larry. I have zero fucking compassion or patience for you.
I mean, yeah, it's just like, oh, I'm sorry. It's like these people on the planes who are getting duct taped to their seats because they're like, oh, I just wanted some air. So I just opened the fucking hatch. And you're like, what are you doing?
Right. Right. Or the people that just get out of control. And then and you're like, that's why you get duct taped to your seat. Like, I don't want to hear you complain if you're going to be a fucking wild person on a plane.
We're going to have to do mental health checks. And you're also ruining happy hour for the rest of us on the plane.
Right?
You're like, oh, I can't have alcohol on this 4-hour flight.
They just started serving it again now,
I know,
though, right? I mean, I don't drink, so it didn't really matter to me. But I was like, for everyone else's well-being, I was like, I don't think anyone needs alcohol right now.
I don't drink at all either. That didn't work. I tried to lie.
You're not drinking at all in this moment.
In this moment.
Right.
I'm doing really well. But... got a couple more stories.
Oh, my God.
Do we have enough? Let's see. Oh, no. Oh, God. Back to Texas. I like this because as someone from Texas, I have a lot of respect for this business. It's called HEB.
Mm-hmm.
It's like our Albertsons, like our big Trader
Joe's. Oh, yeah. HEB, yep.
It's owned by the Butt family.
Yep.
That's their names, the Butt family.
My mom lived down the street from a family with the
with
last
the butts?
Name Butt. Not with the Butts, yeah. But
just hanging out Christmas with the Butts.
But not, I don't think they owned
HEB
because that wasn't where
but
mom was
living. HEB is like the only grocery store. It's kind of amazing. Like they have everything you want and more. They're
right?
so creative with their like products. It's so good. Like
I
actually have people who listen to this podcast and previous podcasts that I'm on that have sent me care packages from HEB
amazing.
That are just like la 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 la.
Now, do you call it HEB or is it HEB?
It's HEB.
HEB. Okay.
HEB. HEB. And they have HEB like mega stores.
Okay.
Like there's like
Right.
HEB, and then
there's like,
you know.
Right.
But this kind of touched my heart at the end of the podcast. The Uvalde students and staff are not returning to Robb Elementary School after the deadly shooting. And HEB, which opened their first location outside of Uvalde, has decided that they were going to bulldoze Robb Elementary School and rebuild a new school on top.
Awesome.
Yeah. So they donated all of this money from their business, HEB, and they said that we are going to, we're working through plans on how to serve students on other campuses, and we'll provide the information as soon as it's finalized. We're working with the agencies to help identify improvements on the new campus as well, because a lot of the Republicans were like,
it's doors.
We just need a heavier door.
Right, or only one.
Or just one door in the whole school.
Oh, my God.
So the teacher, so we obviously know the horrifying, tragic story of what happened in Uvalde, and HUB said, you know what, they've closed it down, the school is no longer going to be there, I'm sure they're going to, like, figure out where to take the students to the nearest district or whatever, but I do think this is good. I think this is good on HUB.
Thank you, HUB, for stepping in and doing this and honoring those kids, And fuck the people in Texas that are not doing anything. I'm really disappointed. Not surprised, but just disappointed.
Yeah.
But at least this, like, you know, we're seeing some people step up and step in and really try and do, you know, something good.
There are leaders who are coming up and being like, you know what, it's... Because when I moved out here, like, I remember getting so much shit because Bush was in office. And I had my accent from living in Texas.
Right,
and people
were
like, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, I'm from Texas. And they're like, ugh. And I got so much hate for it. And I'm like, okay. But now I'm like, well, shit. Like, I'm from Texas.
Right.
And it's crazy when, you know, I'm on stage or something and someone's like, oh, I'm from Texas. Woo! And I'm like, don't woo right now.
Right, you're like not
you can't woo right now.
No.
Like, I get Texas pride. I love being from Texas. But I feel like as someone who can and relate to Megan Thee Stallion, you're just kind of like, guys, come on. Come on. It's just it's just heartbreaking. Oh, yeah. But we have one more story, and I want to talk about the late, great Bob Saget with you, because you obviously spent all of your childhood with him.
All of my childhood, yes.
And we all know what a wonderful, amazing comedian, person, friend he was. You were here right after he passed away.
Yeah, it was, I don't know if it was the day of his memorial or the night or the night before or something. We were here just for us. It was a small group of us, just kind of family and friends. John Mayer had put it together. It was upstairs in the belly room. And it was John Mayer, Jeff Ross, Chappelle, and his kids and the Full House family and, like, just close friends. And it was – nobody had phones. Nobody had – like, it wasn't – you know, what Mike Binder just recently did the great special that they did in the main room down here with Jim Carrey and Chris Rock and everybody. But this was just a very intimate, private, small thing for friends and family. And it was it was a really special moment, and I'm glad I got to be here. Actually, walking down, I walked right in, and there was Bob's picture.
Yeah.
I was like, hi, Bob.
Yeah. Was the air conditioning on?
In the belly room?
Yeah.
Probably not. No, no. I mean, but it couldn't be any hotter than it is in here right now.
It is a little warm,
It's a little swampy.
You said something before we go that you saw Mary-Kate and Ashley, who you haven't seen in many years?
God, it had been... Well, let's see. It had been probably 15 years since I'd seen them.
That's insane.
It's been a really long time, and it was... nothing would have made Bob happier than to know that all of us finally were all back in the same room and giving each other hugs and there to celebrate and laughing together and celebrating someone that we all love very much.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I wish he could have been here to see it, but
he was here.
But I know that it made I know that was something that was really important to him, and so it was great to have that happen. And I missed seeing them. It was great to hug them and see their faces. You know,
good,
huge part of my life. So
and. One last question.
Yes.
Are we getting another Full House spinoff? Are we getting Fullest House?
yes, but it's just me in my garage.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to... It's Fullest House because Stephanie's become a hoarder.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Post-COVID. Post-COVID.
Yes. With Jimmy Gibbler, who's fucking hot.
And Adam Hagenboo is such a doll. He's so hilarious
and
so funny. I love him. But yeah, it's just I'm just going to make a, you know, just shoot it on my iPhone and
just Stephanie Tanner as a hoarder.
As a hoarder. Yeah.
I'm down for that.
There's nothing in the plans right now. You know, I think maybe we'll wait another 20 years until people want to see it again. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see what happens and do like, you know, our dream is to do like a Golden Girls reunion, but we'll see how things pan out over the next 20 years. You know, I don't know if, I don't know what'll happen in the next 20 years.
You'd be surprised.
Right? I could be, you know, not living in this country. No. I
keeps running out that hill.
Down the branch. Right, yeah.
Oh, well, Jody, it was so wonderful having you.
So
thank
great
you
to be
so
here.
Much.
I'm Absolutely.
Glad, I'm glad to see you and meet you in person.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the last
time...
We met...
Was it only on through Glitter and Garbage
the Zoom,
on
yeah.
the Zoom? Mm-hmm. I feel like I've met you at Ben Glebe's house.
No.
Or at something with Justine.
No. It was, I think it was the
Really?
The Zoom.
I've only ever seen your cute little Ken face.
Just here.
Right. Aww.
In person. Or on a Zoom call. But
really?
It's good to have you.
Oh, well, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, so we'll have you back next time.
Anytime.
And you guys make sure to follow Jody and stay safe, stay smart.
I don't know. Stay stupid and stay dangerous. Maybe whatever. Yeah. Like fuck it. It's just running down that hill.
I mean, that's what the Just Sayers do. Yeah, you guys, we'll see you next time on Just Saying with Justin Martindale. Y'all take care.
Bye.